Greetings, I'm Bill Clyte, and I'd like to welcome you to today's edition of Living in Baltimore. Our guest today is Vinnie DeMarco, who's president of the Maryland Healthcare for All Coalition. And Vinnie's here today to talk to us about the various great things that his organization has been doing for all of us in terms of making healthcare more affordable, more available, and frankly, better. So, Vinnie, welcome to the show.
Well, thanks, Bill, so much. It's always a pleasure to be on your show. You know, we've been doing this together for a long time.
Yeah.
And our organization began in 1999, and we celebrated 20 years last
20
year.
20 years. Happy 20 birthday. Years.
Thank you very, very much. And at a celebration event, we announced all of our successes over these 20 years, which, frankly, would not have been possible without the faith community of Maryland. The faith community played a critical role in all these successes.
As it does in many other areas.
Yes, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Great point. A key leader on public health and social justice in Maryland is the faith community of Maryland. Well, we, before the Affordable Care Act took effect, we went ahead in Maryland and increased tobacco and alcohol taxes, which was hard to do. The tobacco and alcohol lobbies fought those hard.
Yeah, yeah.
But we overcame that. And as a result, there was a dramatic decline in teen smoking and underage drinking and drunk driving and all these other problems from smoking and drinking happened in Maryland. The success has happened.
That's wonderful.
Yes. Maryland, one of the best states in the country in reducing teen smoking and underage drinking. And the money that came in from those tax increases went before the Affordable Care Act to expand health care to over 100,000 lower-income Marylanders.
Wow, 100,000.
100,000. And I got to tell you a story of a woman in Western Maryland who told us that before that law went into effect in 2008, she had no health care. She got it for her children, but she didn't think she could get it. But our law passed. She got her health card. And when she went to see a doctor with a problem, they told her, if you didn't have this new health care coverage, you would have died. So she said thank you to all of us, and I say thank you to all of you out there on her behalf who made this happen.
Goodness.
And what we should all remember is if she didn't have her health care coverage and got ill and went to the hospital would have had to try to keep her alive, probably wouldn't have succeeded, but it would have run up a huge bill, which neither she nor her heirs could have paid. Who would have paid that? All of us.
Yeah.
With higher uncompensated hospital care, higher premiums.
Yeah.
Healthcare expansion is good for everyone. We all benefit. Now, that was before the Affordable Care Act. Of course, the Affordable Care Act was a tremendous help to Americans and Marylanders. Over 30 million Americans got health care who didn't have it before, including over 400,000 Marylanders.
Yeah.
Our uninsured rate went from 13% to 6%.
Wow.
Dramatic drop. And we've heard from people all across the country who have benefited from the Affordable Care Act, especially here in Maryland. We hear from people like the woman in Garrett County who would have died if they didn't have the expansion. And we know that we are all better off. Because
Amen.
So many more Marylanders have health care coverage.
Amen.
And we, under Democratic and Republican governors, are doing everything we can to fully implement the Affordable Care Act. I want to give a shout out to the Maryland Health Exchange under Michelle Eberle, who are doing a great job of making sure everyone who's eligible gets enrolled. So this has been great. The bad news, as we all know, is that the Trump administration and Republican leadership in Congress has been trying to repeal and undermine the Affordable Care Act. That is tragic. Why they would want to take health care from 30 million Americans is unbelievable.
Yeah, yeah. And that's something that the good Lord upstairs or downstairs is going to have to explain that one to me. Because anyway, Vinnie, how can somebody get in touch with Healthcare
for
All?
Well, you can get in touch with us through healthcareforall.com. Healthcareforall.com. You can find out about our successes and what we're doing next. Luckily, thanks to all but one of Maryland's congressional delegation and the Congress, the Affordable Care Act is still there.
Yeah,
it's being challenged in court, but we're hopeful that the Supreme Court will uphold it as it has in the past. But we're working on legislation to try to protect Marylanders in case that doesn't happen. But the problem is there's so many billions of dollars coming from Washington, we couldn't replace it. We need the Affordable Care Act in Maryland and across the country. So what are we doing in Maryland? We have great leaders in Maryland in the General Assembly who are working to protect Maryland, including the Senate President Bill Ferguson, the new House Speaker Adrian Jones. Both of them are committed to making healthcare work in Maryland. And there are two legislators in particular, Delegate Jocelyn Pena Melnick from Laurel, Prince George's and Anne Arundel County, and Delegate Senator Brian Feldman from Montgomery County, who lead a commission that I'm on that's working to protect Maryland. And they got some great bills passed, including a reinsurance program, which has actually dropped premium rates in Maryland for people on the Affordable Care Act. Really, really wonderful.
Yeah. I mean, I've seen my premiums go down.
Yes. Thanks to what Senator Feldman and Delegate Jocelyn Pena Melnick and the legislature has done, and the governor has supported that. This has been a great bipartisan effort in Maryland. Many other states are doing it. And then in last year, in 2019, we passed two great new laws. First in the country, Bill. And again, it couldn't have happened without the faith community. One is called the Maryland Easy Enrollment Health Insurance Program. Maryland Easy Enrollment Health Insurance Program. We're the first state in the country to actively use the tax system to find and enroll people who are eligible for low-cost health care and not enrolled. When all of us get our tax forms this year, it'll ask, are you uninsured? If you say yes, you'll be asked, can we, the comptroller, share your information with the health exchange? Please say yes to that, because then we can get you. We believe there are over 100,000 Marylanders eligible for virtually free health care, but just aren't enrolled because maybe they don't know about
it. And let's stop there for a second. Let's underline that, because a lot of folks that are against this kind of stuff say, oh, well, you know, the 100,000, they would have gotten it if they would, you know, if they would have been, you know, if they would have been motivated enough to do it. But the fact is, they just don't know about these things.
People just know. People are very
99% of them think that they're not eligible for anything, and they're not going to apply for it, or they're too proud to apply for it, which is fine, except when it comes to people being really sick.
We want everybody who's eligible to apply, and we are thrilled that Eddie Murray, the Orioles superstar baseball player, has done a radio ad for us, which we are now playing all across the state, and we did a press conference with him, and we'd love to play that ad for you right now, folks, so you could hear Eddie Murray talking about easy enrollment. He's known as Easy Eddie, talking about easy enrollment. Let's play it.
Okay, wonderful. Let's do it.
If you need health insurance, say yes by checking a box on your Maryland tax return.
I think it's just awesome for people to know that it's that easy.
For more information, see MarylandHealthConnection.gov. Sponsored by the Maryland Citizens Health Initiative Education Fund.
That was great. It was really great for Eddie to do that.
Yes.
Yeah. And let's talk about, you're the president of Healthcare for All. And I know folks the last time you were on this show was like 6-8 months ago or something like that. And I don't even know if it was you or maybe one of your lieutenants who do a great job.
Thank you.
Do a great job. But are you from Baltimore? You from Maryland?
I was born in Italy, grew up in New Jersey, and came to Baltimore for undergrad at Johns Hopkins in the 70s.
So
I've been
You're a transplant.
Yes.
So you came here for school.
Yes.
And I came here for getting married. Right?
Oh, good for you.
Yeah.
I married a Baltimore girl too from Roll
Park.
Yeah,
well, once you marry a Baltimore girl, you're here.
You're here, yes. Yeah. I love it. We live in Northeast Baltimore. We love it.
That's wonderful. How long have you been with Healthcare for All?
1999.
Wow.
When we created it, we started it together with Dr. Peter Bjornson when he was health commissioner.
Wow.
He helped us form it in 1999.
That's wonderful. You've talked about things.
Are we on the air now?
Yeah, okay. We're definitely on the air now.
Okay.
And I wanted to just ask about for your campaign. I mean, the Annapolis session is going on.
Yes.
What are your priorities?
Well, in addition to the Easy Enrollment Program, which you heard about from Easy Eddie, and we urge you to spread the word about it, and you go to healthcareforall.com/easy enrollment. healthcareforall.com/easy enrollment.
Uh-huh.
There's a Facebook post. You can get it out. Get the message out to your community. In addition to that, in 2019, we passed the first law in the country to try to do something about high-cost prescription drugs. We all know that so many Marylanders can't afford the prescription drugs they desperately need.
The costs are ridiculous.
Costs are ridiculous, and other countries don't pay anywhere near as much as we pay.
Yeah.
The drug corporations are really making huge profits off of Americans.
Yep.
And we want to do something about it, so we enacted the first in the country prescription drug affordability board. Mm. And this board will have the authority to help make prescription drugs more affordable for state and local governments now. And we hope to expand that law in 2023 to give them the authority to make prescription drugs more affordable for everyone. But the key is that somebody in Maryland is now finally saying to the drug corporations, wait a minute, you can't rip us off like you've been doing forever. Yeah. We need to pay only what's affordable in Maryland. And we're thrilled that the chair of that board is former Health Secretary, former Delegate Van Mitchell, who's terrific. He was picked by the Senate President and Speaker to be the chair. There are great other people on the board, including Professor Jerry Anderson from Hopkins, Professor Joseph Levy from Hopkins, Dr. George Maloof from the State Medical Society, and a wonderful woman from the University of Maryland School of Pharmacy. You should get on your show sometime, Dr. Ebere Onokawa, who's wonderful. And she was the House Speaker's choice to be on that board, and she will really stand up for Marylanders as a member of that board. And she's working with us to get the message out across the state about the importance of this new law. This year, we want to pass additional legislation to give the board the authority to raise assessments on the drug corporations, pharmaceutical benefit managers, and insurers and others to be able to fund itself, to give its staff and the resources it needs to get the job done.
Makes sense.
So we want to pass that law this year, and we're really leading the nation. And Bill, I have to tell you something really exciting for all your listeners. Since these two laws passed, the Prescription Drug Affordability Board and the Maryland Easy Enrollment Health Insurance Program, we've been contacted by advocates and legislators in over 15 states from Vermont to Hawaii asking us how we did it. And we've traveled to many of these states. We're spreading the word about our success around the country.
Another thing for Maryland to be proud of.
Yes, Maryland can be very proud that we're leading the country. Amen. And some of the faith leaders in Maryland, like Bishop Eugene Sutton of the Episcopal Church, who's a great leader, are contacting their colleagues in other states and urging them to do the same thing.
Good,
so we're spreading the word in Maryland, from Maryland to all across the country, on easy enrollment and prescription drug affordability.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. What can our listeners do to help?
They can go to healthcareforall.com. And when you go to healthcareforall.com, you'll find out about our successes and action. And one of the ways specifically people can help us, if you have a story personal to yourself, your family, a friend who's been hurt by high-cost prescription drugs, go to a specific place, healthcareforall.com/hearmystory. healthcareforall.com/hearmystory, and tell us your story, because we're going to take that story and make sure the board, the legislature, policymakers know about it. We want them to know when people in Maryland are hurt by high-cost drugs so we can do something about it with this new board.
Yeah, yeah, and that's the only thing the legislators finally respond to is numbers.
Yes, they respond to people with stories, and they respond to faith leaders. They respond when faith leaders go to them and say, we demand that you do this to help our people. That's how we got all the successes done over the last 20 years, including the landmark Prescription Drug Affordability Board and Easy Enrollment Program. So thank you, Faith Community of Maryland.
Yes, indeed, indeed. Well, the important thing is to thank Healthcare for All and Vinny DeMarco. Unfortunately, that's about all the time we have for today, Vinny. Could you give us that contact information one more time, please?
Healthcareforall.com. If you go to healthcareforall.com, you'll find out how you can help on all these issues. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you very much. That's all for today on Living in Baltimore. I want to thank our guest, Vinny DeMarco, president of Healthcare for All, for being our guest today. Thank you, Vinny. I regard you as one of the living saints, man, and I'll tell you, you prove it every day.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you for what you do.
I want to thank you for tuning in. Let's try to be a good neighbor out there in all of our neighborhoods, and we'll see you next time.